had an extra £831 million to spend in the current financial year compared with earlier forecasts, largely thanks to a one-off boost from education spending south of the border. Legendary country music singer Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Dolly Parton's legacy is one of love, compassion and resilience, her team says. The country icon sold more than 100 million records worldwide and wrote over 3,000 songs in a career that spanned six decades. Sir Paul McCartney said it's hard to imagine a world without Dolly. Oprah says we're all better because she was here. And Sir Elton John says Parton was unique and irreplaceable. From growing up in a dirty poor farm to stardom, no one did it like Dolly, writes the music correspondent Mark Savage for the BBC. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
It'll be mainly dry, cloudy to start, but occasional bright or sunny breaks developing by day, the best of these through Moray. Cloud will return in the evening and the winds will be moderate easterlies, maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
And you're listening to the Community Spotlight Show with me, DJ Johnny Boy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and massive thanks as always to Maxine Smith for another great business spotlight show. She's here every Wednesday from 10 a.m. with all the best business advice, and she'll next be on air, I think it's Saturday, with her Beyond the Microphone program, a new program for August here on Mearns FM. Coming up on the show today, I've got some community updates, a wee rerun of some interviews that I've run over the past few months, and a mystery theme. And this is the first song of our mystery theme, so see if you can guess the connection between the next three records.
Get back on the track for a little green bag. Got to find just a gun or losing my mind. Outside in the night, outside in the day. Looking back on the track, gonna do it my way.
Little Green Bag by the George Baker Selection, playing here on Mearns FM. and it's song one of our mystery theme, and here's number two, the yellow version of Rollover Beethoven. So there's a wee connection between these three songs. See if you can guess the connection. No prizes up for grabs, I'm afraid. As this is a community volunteer-run radio, we don't have many prizes up for grabs, but you'll get some Johnny Boy community spotlight, community points. Right, take it away. Where's the guitars? Come on. I hate to do this, but I'm going to interrupt ELO here because this song goes on pretty well. It is absolutely fantastic, but we've got a lot to pack in the show today, so I'm going to switch over to the third song of our mystery theme. So the first song was Little Green Bag by George Baker Selection, which may or may not have been in featured in the soundtrack of a big movie back in the 90s. That might give you a clue. Then we had Roll Over Beethoven, ELO, and this one I think is going to give it away. Here's Florence and the Machine, and we'll get the results after this song here on Mearns FM.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hit her.
FM.
Yeah, this is Mearns FM and this is the Community Spotlight Show with me, DJ Johnny Boy. Thank you so much for tuning in and thank you for taking part in our mystery theme we've got going on today. So this is one of these national days of the year. I pick a few songs as a clue as to the theme. And the first song was Little Green Bag, which was from the soundtrack of Reservoir Dogs. Next we had Roll Over Beethoven, a famous dog from the film. And then Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. And the bed here, of course, Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. So the theme, of course, was National Dog Day, and a great day to celebrate your pooches. From big to small, fluffy to sleek, dogs bring joy and love to our lives. And there's nothing like the wag of a tail to brighten your day. I'm joined here by my little doggy Buster. He's getting on a wee bit in years, but I shall be taking him for a short walk shortly, and we'll give him lots of love and attention today on Wednesday, 26th of August, National Dog Day. Well done if you got the theme correct. As I said, no money prizes up for grabs, I'm afraid. Just pride. Great Mearns FM pride. Right, as a wee announcement, I'll tell you at the top of the show here, this is unfortunately going to be my last show of this wee run of community spotlight shows. It's just not really, I don't really have the time, unfortunately, but it's been such a pleasure being part of the Mearns FM team and bringing you the community programmes which I've been doing over the past few months. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to the programmes. There is a continuation plan which I'll tell you later on. Max has got something lined up for your Wednesday mornings. But yeah, I do hope you've enjoyed the songs that I've been playing, some of the themes and some of the interviews, which I've met some awesome people over the Mearns area and chat to them about their various projects and charities and so on. So I will play some of the interviews that I've done later on as a bit of a sort of a reminisce. So I hope you enjoy those interviews. Right, one of the requests, one of the suggestions for the dog theme was for Dolly Parton's song called Crackerjack about her beloved dog.
Once I had a little dog, I called him Crackerjack. He had a spot around one eye that looked just like a patch. His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be. Wasn't much to look at, but he looked all right to me. I found him by the riverbank, just wandering about. He was cold and hungry, and his ribs were sticking out. I snapped my fingers, whistled when he came, I picked him up. I was just a kid, and Cracker Jack was just a pup. I took him home and fed him till he couldn't eat no more. Took him to my room and put a blanket on the floor. After that, beside my bed is where he'd always sleep. Each night in my prayers, I'd pray the Lord his soul to keep. Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that. A playmate, a companion, he was love and understanding. Everything a kid could want, I had in Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack would run to meet me after school each day. He'd jump and wag his tail and look at me as if to say, I love you and I missed you and I'm glad you're home again. I knew just how he felt, 'cause me and Cracker Jack was friends. Through the woods and fields we would often roam about. When we got in trouble we would help each other out. I could run almost as fast as Cracker Jack could run. We had a lot in common and we had a lot of fun. He was always with me when I was growing up. We shared each other's good times and we shared each other's love. He only lives in memories now, but often I think back to the days of childhood, the days of Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, a playmate, a
Listening to Mans FM is easy. Just say, Alexa, launch Mans FM.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Have you ever dreamed of being on radio? Well, Mans FM is looking for enthusiastic new volunteer presenters to join our fantastic team, and we want to hear from you. We are actively recruiting for weekday drive time and evening presenters. No salary, no pressure, just a passion for great music, local radio, and being part of your community. Full training and support provided. Come and join our welcoming team and volunteers who love what they do. Interested? Well, email your contact details to volunteers@mernsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM, your local community radio station.
What's that sound?
Yeah, you are listening to Mearns FM, and this is the Community Spotlight Show with DJ Johnny Boy, the last one of this wee run. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you making Mearns FM a part of the soundtrack to your day. Now, way back when I started, this was the first interview I did, and this was with Debbie Baxter from a music charity called Music for You, based in Aberdeen, which is a really fantastic charity. And Debbie's just such a lovely lady. Really appreciate all her support, and we had a great chat about her charity, and in particular about the magic of music. So I'll play you part two of our interview that we did back in April of this year. You obviously said, obviously, in those early days, you just really enjoyed helping the kids. And what's your favourite aspect of running the organisation now?
We've actually still got some members of Music for You have been with us since those early days. You know, we are still having an impact on those people. Music, it's a universal language, and we do a lot of work with young people who need some additional support. And when you see them progress from the young person that was quite hesitant, didn't feel that they fitted, didn't feel that there was anything that they belonged to or that belonged to them, when you see them suddenly take part in something on stage, walking onto a stage, singing, performing, that's always a moment that you think, this is why we have to keep doing what we do.
You must have to keep a pack of tissues on you when that happens.
always a pack of tissues, yeah, always. But you realise that you've made a difference to them, and given them a platform, given them a voice, and I don't mean that as a pardon the pun expression, but it's actually true. You know, they're given a place where they can be themselves through the power of music. Music has become their confidence. Music has become their companion, and there's not really anything that can equal it, if I'm being honest. Such is my love for music, I don't think there's anything that can equal that.
Yeah, I know, it's so powerful what music can do to the brain.
So powerful in every aspect. There's music everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere. They say, as the years have gone on, I had begun to get involved in things like people affected by dementia. There was a nationwide project called Singing for the Brain. Singing for the Brain is exactly what was happening for people with dementia. My own mum fits into that category. And when she had lost the ability to converse with people, we just stopped talking, but we sang. And she never forgot the word of any song. Every word in every order never left her brain.
That's incredible, isn't it?
She forgot who people were. She forgot if she'd eaten or not. She didn't have the ability to start a conversation, but she never forgot the words to a song.
Yeah, that just sort of really shows the power of music and how it's embedded in a different part of the brain. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, and singing, you know, as an exercise is very good for your health. It releases all the good endorphins. It's a stress buster. It's got everything going for it. Everything.
That's all been proven with lots of scientific studies as well, looking into the power of music and the frequencies, how musical frequencies affect our sort of brain waves as well.
Definitely.
It's a great topic.
It's fascinating. You know, I've seen images of how the brain changes when music comes on. People have been brought out of comas. through the power of music. It's just, yeah.
Oh, great. Talking about having people up on stage and just seeing them get up and do that first song, there must be some songs that have stood out for you over the years. Do you want to introduce a song? Is there something, one that means something particular to you, Debbie?
Well, yeah, one song that always pops up, it's been there since the very early days, and it keeps popping up. It's been performed so many times by individuals, by groups, by the entire cast, if we've done a whole cast performance, and it's just one that we can never ever get fed up of. We never, some of the guys, when we're asking them to do it at performance level, will think, oh, not again, but the minute they start singing it, they forget their dread, and that song is The Monkees, I'm a Believer.
Yeah, we're not actually going to play I'm a Believer. Debbie did actually get in touch to suggest a dog-themed song. So this is one of Debbie's faves from the 70s. This is The Osmonds.
And they called it puppy love.
As requested by Debbie Baxter from the charity Music For You. Please do go check out their website, m4u.org.uk. Some fantastic opportunities for young people to get into performing and playing music. Right, back in June, we had a special week, Volunteers Week, and I went around and spoke to several people about why they enjoy volunteering, and this was one of my favourite interactions with a lovely lady called Dorothy, who runs the gardening volunteer team at Mill of Benham, and she still does that, and they're still looking for volunteers, so please do go over to Mill of Benham website, or just go over to the site and speak to someone about joining their gardening team.
Hey, my name's Dorothy. Benham's such a beautiful place, the Mill of Benham, and just sitting in the garden area, whether you're working or just enjoying the nice day, your mind is just your own. You don't think about any worries at home or anything like that. To plant and watch your vegetables or flowers grow is just an amazing experience. One of the main things would be the community, the actual group themselves, how well we all get on and how we all enjoy the same things. Nature at its best. The birds and things that come down are just amazing, you know? It's just idyllic.
Yeah.
You know?
And it must be very rewarding as well to see the fruits of your labour through the year.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And we all, you know, dip a cabbage on a Saturday or whatever you want. And then if they're surplus, we put it up to the hut in the car park where there's an honesty box. And we make a little bit of money to help buy our compost and things. So it's, you know, it all goes round. And it's just great to be here.
Brilliant, yeah, I just love it here so much. What bird is that? That's a biggie. Or is that a heron?
I think it could be.
That's something in its beak as well.
I think it could be.
Would they be building a nest down there? It's a bit late for that, isn't it?
Maybe a bit late, but there could be down. They've done amazing work down at the pond area there. I don't know if you walk past it.
Yeah, I've seen it. There's all the tadpoles and the frogs in there.
Yeah, but compared to what it was last year, it was quite a lot they put into it. It was just great.
Yeah, Henning was saying it's quite quite a thankless job because it has to be done in the winter so as not to disturb the wildlife and that. So
right.
Just people are up sort of waist deep in the muddy water in the winter.
Really what they want to be doing.
What a dedication, though, and they can see the, as I said, the fruits of their labour.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is Mearns FM.
Yeah, what a lovely chat I had with Dorothy and some other volunteers at Mill of Benham. It's just such a lovely, tranquil place. You could obviously hear the birds there in the background, and there's streams and just beautiful nature all around. A good place to take your doggy. Now this one was requested by longtime contributor Chris Pell. Thanks for all your requests, Chris. And this fits right in. This is called Being Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction, and obviously has the doggy sample in the intro there. We'll be right back. Mern's Addiction there from 1990. If you want to get a vibe of what the 90s were like, go check out the video, the music video for that, Being Caught Stealing. Just hilarious. That's brilliant. Thanks so much for the suggestion, as always, Chris. Some really great creative ideas you got with some of the themes that we've had over these past months. Right, I'm going to do a few community events and updates here for you. With Elvis as our backing managing the building. Right, first of all, there's an event in Montrose Museum, Lion and Turnbull, who are a sort of auction valuation team. They're going to be at the Montrose Museum and Art Gallery on Sunday 13th of September from 10 till 4 p.m. And the expert team are coming to communities across Scotland offering valuations and trusted advice close to home. Experts will be on hand to value a wide range of hand carry items, including Asian art and jewellery and so on. So if you've got something in your house that you've been thinking for a wee while, I wonder what that's worth, or maybe needing to free up some funds, do head along to the Montrose Museum on 13th of September, that's Sunday. Right, Saturday 5th of September from 10 till 4, there's the Highlands Crackers Castle Market, where there's going to be autumn art, craft, food and drink in the heart of Aberdeenshire at Crackers Castle. A fabulous chance to purchase something uniquely delightful. So as I said, that is Saturday the 5th and Sunday 6th of September, 10 till 4 at Crackers Castle. Right, Saturday 12th of September is the Beast Race 2026. Tickets are live already, and if you haven't signed up already, it's a 10-kilometre obstacle course over tough Scottish terrain. So get along and support the runners if you haven't signed up for it yourself. Also on Saturday 5th of September from 7:30 till midnight is a retro disco night with karaoke. That's at the Bettridge Centre in Stonehaven. £10 a ticket. Bring your own beer. Right, FSB are running an event in Lawrence Kirk on 9th of September from 10 till 12. And they're going to be at Blue Sky Swim Studio. And they're working with Craig and Jackie Donoghue to jointly host FSB Connect Aberdeenshire. So you can find out about businesses in the area. I'm sure Max will tell you all about that one on her show. Right, next up, there's a charity hike night up Scolty Hill. That's this coming Saturday at 6:30. So go support the Wild Women North East for an unforgettable evening hike. Part of the Explore Outdoor Endurance Festival. So that is Saturday 29th of August, starting at 6:30, and they're going to hike 7.4 kilometres through the forest. Right, the CMBCC Footpath Group are doing scrub willow and bund repairs. I guess that's along the Deeside line. So check out the Cult Fieldside Mill Timber Community Council for further info. That's Monday 21st of September. Right, there's a coastal play session at the Bettridge Centre this Saturday from 9:30 to 11. That is a public session for kids. I don't know what the age ranges are, but there's a huge variety of play equipment, including a bouncy castle, ride-ons, soft play, hoops, tunnels, tents, and much more. It's £4 a child. Get along to the Bettridge Centre to take part in that. Right, 30th of August, that's Sunday 30th of August, there's a big harbour festival in Stonehaven. Mertens FM are going to be there as long as, along with the Sea Cadets, the Donato Pipes and Drums. There's going to be a sandcastle competition. RNLI are going to be there. Round table raft race. This sounds awesome. Mertens FM are going to be there playing music throughout the day. So that is Stonehaven Harbour this coming Sunday. Do go check that out. Lots of great music and Rhythm Nation. Lots of displays from various groups around the area. Dance groups, Black Belt Academy. Yeah, come along on Sunday to enjoy the Harbour Festival in Stonehaven. Right, more great music after the break.
From mountain to sea, Merns FM.
A historic first comes to Aberdeen International Airport this November. In support of the Royal Marines community, serving personnel, veterans and their loved ones, you are invited to the first ever Royal Marines Hangar Ball. In association with Offshore Helicopter Services, the evening will take place right beside the runway within their operational aircraft hangar, transformed for one night only for a black tie ball like no other. An unforgettable evening featuring the musical excellence of the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Scotland, with live performances, dining, dancing, aircraft and world-class entertainment. Saturday, the 28th of November, an evening of honour, an experience of distinction and a boarding pass to a night beyond compare. To join us, visit rmaball.co.uk. That's rmaball.co.uk.
Miss your favourite Merns FM show? You can catch up on demand for free. Go to mernsfm.org.uk/listen-again. Never miss your favourite Merns FM shows again.
You are tuned into the Community Spotlight Show here on Merns FM with me, DJ Johnny Boy. One more event I've got to tell you about is a band playing in the Market Arms in Stonehaven at the harbour front there. And that's this coming Sunday from 6 till 9. And it fits in nicely with our doggy theme as well. This is a band called the Junkyard Dogs who are playing at the Market Arms. Blues music from the Junkyard Dogs. They are playing as part of the Harbour Festival in Stonehaven, and they're playing in the Market Arms in the evening there. But during the day, Mearns FM will be there at the festival along with a host of other stalls and entertainment. So if you're along for the Harbour Festival on Sunday, do come and say hi to the Mearns FM team and maybe sign up to be a volunteer. It's great fun playing music on the radio, putting shows together. As I said, unfortunately, this is my last community spotlight show I'll be doing. I do hope to be back on the radio at some point in the future when my life allows it. But yeah, this will be my last show of this wee run. I'm playing some retrospective interviews that I've done over the past few months, and this one was a great chat with a good friend, Ashley Duthie, who's a mental health advisor, consultant, and we had a great chat during Mental Health Awareness Week about how to improve your mental health. So I actually have Dr. Ashley Duthie on the telephone to tell us a bit more about mental health and how we can improve our well-being, maintain our well-being. Hi, Ashley. How are you getting on?
Hello. I'm good, thank you, John.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the radio.
Quite all right. I'm very excited about
this. A nice one. Maybe you could tell some of the listeners just a bit about your background.
Yeah, fine. So I've been a consultant psychiatrist for 15 years. So psychiatrists are medical doctors who then go on to specialise in mental health. I work locally in the community and I specialise in older adults. So yeah, there is still so much stigma and misconception out there about mental health, so it's really good to see mental health and wellbeing being publicised with this Awareness Week.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Mearns FM have picked up on this Mental Health Foundation Awareness Week and we can just sort of talk about it really openly. I just wondered if, from a kind of professional point of view, if you had any kind of go-to tips that you feel like, you know, are most effective in dealing with mental health or maintaining our well-being.
Yeah, so I was looking at the Mental Health Awareness Week go-to guide, which I think is really nice, actually. So it mentions themes of small steps, stronger minds, brighter days, which is definitely something that is ethos. And then it also mentions underlying principles of looking after your mind, being kind to yourself, and that we're all in it together. So, I think those are strands that pop up in a lot of the more specific mental wellness advice. I guess with these things, it's not just about making one change, such as going for a walk, you know, once or once a week. That in itself probably doesn't have the power to change everything, but it's about all those small things that you do that all together lead to real changes over time. And so I would view all of these well-being tips as something to build resilience. So there are lots of stresses out there in the world. For some people, that will lead on to mental illness, which is what psychiatrists specialise in. But before all that, it's the well-being that really builds resilience. So if you think of it like the analogy of filling a bucket, and if you've got a full bucket and something bad happens and it spills a bit, you're still kind of okay, you've got enough. But if unfortunately your resilience has gone down so much that your bucket's empty, when something bad crops up, then you don't have anything left to give. So
yeah, you can just feel kind of drained of energy when you're feeling low on mental health.
Yeah, and from a brain chemistry point of view as well, not just the psychological, but actually the balance that your body is in with hormones or neurochemistry can be at such a low end because of all these stressors.
Okay, yeah, and I suppose it's just doing those little things can give you little senses of achievement every day, even just, you know, getting up off your sofa and getting out can, just feel like an achievement in itself. I was thinking earlier as well, actually, about how you can combine some of these things, so the connect and be active or something, so you could join a walking group and kind of tick both those boxes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of overlap. So I quite like the framework that the SAMH recommends, so the organisation, Scottish Action for Mental Health. They're a good online source of information. And their wellbeing tips, they kind of group them into five themes of connection, being active, taking notice, learning and giving. So I would say connection with people and nature is something really important that actually we do have plenty of on our doorsteps, most of us here in the Shire. And just getting out in the sunlight, actually there's a lot of evidence for that regulating brain chemicals and healthy neuroprotection. So that's, yeah, something really important to support people to get out and about outside. And also the council gyms, thinking about joining local exercise classes or having badminton courts, pickleballs become really, really popular. And again, exercise is something that really stimulates those brain chemicals, but so does enjoying yourself. And so my point is that sort of, yeah, everything in balance. And so balancing the things that are about productivity, which give us a buzz once they're done, versus things that are social connectedness and enjoying yourself.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
Or message us on Facebook.
Yeah, please do get in touch with any queries or insights. It's always lovely to hear from our listeners here across the Mearns. We appreciate you tuning in either way and supporting community radio. We're all volunteers here, and please do stay tuned in. After me, there's going to be the Student Sound Off show, run by Maxine Smith as well, and featuring Alexis Foy. So she's going to provide details of the collaboration with Mearns Academy, where they're doing a student outreach program. And there's six students from S6 at Mearns Academy who will be leading the broadcasting every fortnight on the Student Sound Off show from 12 till 1. So, and they have an open call for students who might have a keen interest in media broadcasting and communications. You'll get great training from Max, and it's a fascinating thing to do and get involved with. Throughout September, although this is my last community spotlight show, it will continue here on Mearns FM with a different presenter, but there are big plans afoot, as the community spotlight show is going to be sponsored by Kincardine and Mearns Citizens Advice Bureau going forward, and there'll be a particular focus on their debt engagement campaign in September. So with the theme of help is available, you are not alone. So please do keep tuning in to the community spotlight show to find out about paying council tax, debt, and managing your finances, and discussing.
FM. It's the best radio station ever. The presenters are brilliant, hardworking volunteers, and the music, well, we've never seen such good music. Keep listening to Mearns FM, folks.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107, and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM News.